I want to talk this morning about resilience. The picture on the front of the bulletin is a tree doing a little bending in the wind. And the question is, do you bend or break? As we, each and every one of us face things in our life, and as we look at the world around us, look at the turmoil that's going on. For those listening online, today is Sunday, November 8th. We don't know who our president is. There's been a presumptive winner named. But there's a big difference sometimes between presumption and fact. So we wait. I want to talk about resilience. I got a quote here, actually a definition. Psychological resilience is the ability to mentally or emotionally cope with a crisis or to return to crisis status quickly. Resilience exists when one person uses, quote, mental processes and behaviors in promoting personal assets and protecting self from the potential negative effect of stressors. In simpler terms, psychological resilience exists in people who develop psychological and behavioral capabilities that allow them to remain calm during crises/chaos and to move on from the incident without long-term negative consequences. Praise God, that sounds wonderful. How many have tried that on their own and failed? Each and every one of us. When we try things on our own, when we are our own source, when we are our own focus, when we are our own center of the universe, it's kind of hard to recover from crisis situations. It's kind of hard to recover from stressor situations. When we recognize that we are not alone, that we are created by a loving God who knit us together in our mother's womb, who loves us and cares for us and has uniquely and specifically designed us and given us his gifts and his has a plan and purpose for our lives. It's a lot easier to not worry about the outcome. It's a lot easier to not worry about the moment. If we have a confidence that the God who created the heavens and the earth and all that's in them loves us so much that Jesus said, for every idle word you will speak, you'll give an account. So God's paying attention. It says in the prophets that every time we think upon his name, it's written in his book. God's paying attention in our lives. And if God is paying that close of attention, things just don't sneak up on God. They might sneak up on us, but they haven't snuck up on God. And the scripture tells us that God causes all things to work together for good to them who love him, to them who are called according to his purpose. We know these things, right? But sometimes we find ourselves in a circumstance and we're like, well, I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to be doing here. Or we find ourselves overwhelmed. And we find ourselves at the end of our rope. And sometimes all we can do is get down on the floor and cry and say, God, please help. But you know what? The Bible says weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. It says the tender mercies of God are fresh and new each morning. God has something in mind in our lives. And if we can hang on, he'll bring us through it. That's why when we were reading about the armor of God in our spiritual warfare Bible study, it says, and having done all, to stand. If you've done everything else, stand. Then it says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. It goes on, but it says, having done all, doing everything we know to do, stand. Don't give up. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times. Keep going. One more. Keep going. There you go. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Let's think about that for just a minute. In times of trouble, in times of turmoil, God has people in our lives, and God has us in other people's lives for the purpose of helping them through it. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Which means part of our job in the midst of turmoil is looking to see who we can help. Part of our job in the midst of crisis is looking outside of ourselves to see if there's somebody else we can focus on. You know, if you're focused on somebody else, you don't feel your problems quite so much. If you have, something, if there's a need, if you can perceive and reach out and say, I may not be able to fix everything. You've heard the story of the bank or the wealthy, successful person goes down on the beach after a storm, and there's a little kid, and there's sand dollars or starfish or whatever all over the beach, and there's this little kid throwing them in, and this rich, successful person says, "Why are you doing that? It's a waste of time. You're not going to make a difference." And the kid says, "Well, I made a difference for this one. Made a difference for this one." Are we looking to see who we can make a difference and who we can help? Yes, we can't fix all the big problems. But we can, if we can help one person, then we're making an impact in the world around us. We have talking about in the scripture about the shepherd leaving the 99 sheep that weren't lost to go find the one that was. Are we looking to find the one that we can help? Or is our focus internal? If our focus is internal, when the outside pressures come in, when the turmoil comes up, we just get more and more and more in our shell. More and more and more in ourself, and feeling more and more and more helpless. But if our focus instead is looking to see if we can help somebody, how we can help somebody, where we can reach out, then the weight of the world gets shifted. We're not carrying the burden alone, because we are then doing what God has called us to do. We are being lights. We are being salt. We are making an impact on the people around us. Proverbs 24, beginning with verse 10, says, "If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small." Yep, sure is. If we faint in the day of adversity, our strength is small. Fortunately, we just read back in 17:17, and we're not going to go back there, but that a brother is born for adversity. God puts people in our lives to help us out in the time of trouble. If instead, in the time of trouble, we just give up, if we faint in the day of adversity, our strength is small. And it goes on to say, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter." In other words, reach out to help somebody else. If you say, "Surely we did not know this," I'm like, "I didn't know anything at all about them." Scripture says, "Does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? And he who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds?" We can't tell God we didn't know the things that he put in our path. We can't tell God, "Well, I never saw anybody there that needed help." Oh, really? Oh, really? God knows it, whether we want to admit it to ourselves or not. God has put us in place. Just as it said in Proverbs 17, a friend loves at all times, a brother is born for adversity. And then in 24:10, it says, "If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small." We're designed to be and to go through life facing crisis. Not saying it's fun. Peter said, "Don't consider it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to test you as though some strange thing happened, knowing that these same temptations are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." Everybody goes through things. Rain falls on the just and the unjust. We all go through things in our life. Praise God, we have not only a support system, we are shielded in the sovereign hand of an almighty God that allows nothing into our lives that hasn't come through his fingers. So that anything that comes into our lives, we already know that God has said he's going to cause all things to work together for good. Doesn't mean it's all going to be pleasant. We know this. We know we will go through difficult times. We know we will go through hardships. We can't say, "Well, if God loved me, he wouldn't let this happen." Really? Have you read the Bible? Have you read what some of these people went through? Well, I just can't believe God would do that. Well, maybe your God wouldn't, but the one in Scripture, the one that really exists, has something more in mind than our 70 years or 120 years or however long He's going to let us be on the earth. God has something much better in mind. So He calls us to be a light, and He calls us to reach out, and He calls us to help other people. That resilience is strengthened when we recognize that God's got us. God's taking care of me, so how can I help somebody else? God is directing my steps. He's the one who's able to pick me up when I fall. He's the one who's able to keep me from falling. He is the one who is able to lead me into all paths of righteousness. He is the one who's able to do all the wondrous things in my life because I submit to Him. How can I help somebody else? When we get our focus off of ourselves, it's so much easier to make it through that back into the psychological resistance. Resilience exists when a person uses, quote, mental processes and behaviors in promoting personal access and protecting itself from potentially negative effects of stressors. So that's what the world says, and that's what the world has an idea. But I'm saying, if we trust that God is the one bringing us through, I don't have to worry about the results. I don't. And God's the one who's able to direct my steps and even to make me stand. Really, whether or not I stand or fall is still God bringing me through. And He who began the good work is faithful to complete it. He's going to continue to guide me on. I don't have to get bound up in current circumstances. I don't have to get bound up in a current situation. I have to trust that God is still in control and God still has a plan and a purpose. Matthew 24, beginning with verse 9. And you know, Matthew 24 is talking about the end times. A lot of people see this and say, whoa, well, you know, I don't know about you. I've seen earthquakes in diverse places and wars and rumors of wars. And a lot of the things that the world tells me or that Scripture tells me is part of the end times. In fact, John says, we know we were in the last days. And he said that 2,000 years ago. He didn't say how many last days there are. He said, we're in the last days. Matthew 24, beginning with verse 9 says, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of this kingdom will be preached in all of the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. So even in you know, this time of lawlessness, love of many growing cold, brothers hating one another, false prophets in the land, many offended for my name's sake and betraying one another, the gospel is going forth. Even in the midst of all of that. Which means that it doesn't matter what our circumstances are, our assignment has not changed. We are still called to be God's hands and feet extended. Now, we're not seeing so much of delivering us up to tribulation to kill us, at least at the moment, in this country. But we can see lawlessness abound. We can see the love of many growing cold. We can see some of these things happening, even if we don't see everything. But in the midst of all the things that are going on, we are still called to be servants of our Master. We are still called to be ambassadors of Christ. We are still called to be the light of the world. In 2 Corinthians 4, beginning with verse 7, Paul talking to the Corinthians says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are flawed. We are frail. So that we can't say, oh, I did it all. No. God doing wondrous things in our life. God working in us and through us. God giving us the strength. God holding us up. In the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of when everybody around us, their hearts are failing them for fear, all of these things going on, God is the one who's continuing to hold us up. that this treasure, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. For we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. That sounds like resilience to me, doesn't it to you? Let's go back over that, back to verse 8. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. That quote about what psychological resilience is to be able to go through the stresses and not be affected by it. Not be destroyed by it. Not be torn down by it. Always caring about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Scripture tells us that we're going to go through things. It tells us we're going to go through persecution. It tells us we're going to go through problems. It tells us there are going to be people that don't like us. It tells us there are going to be people up in our face. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Not, we might. Not, theoretically, we could. No, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against that promise, that expectation. If our expectation is to go through life without any issues, without any problems, boy, are we messed up. What's the old song? I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, you got to see a little rain sometime. You're going to go through things. We go through things in this life. The question is, do we rely upon ourselves or do we rely upon God to bring us through? Do we have a hope and an expectation outside of ourselves, or are we really merely wrapped up in our own understanding, in our own circumstances, in our own history, or our own whatever? It's got to be my way or the highway. Guess what? The highway goes to hell. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy 1, beginning with verse 8. Now, Paul's already talked to the Corinthians. Now, this is his second letter to Timothy. And he says, beginning with verse 8, says, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. Encouraging somebody else. It's like, yes, I know I'm going through it, and you see that I'm going through it, but I encourage you to step out in faith, trusting God. A friend loves at all times. A brother is born for adversity. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Lift up those who are downcast, those who are downtrodden. Lift up those who are being delivered to destruction. Paul telling Timothy, come alongside me. Don't be ashamed of me. Don't be ashamed of my suffering. Know that God has a greater plan and walk with me. Do we encourage our brothers and sisters to do that? Do we reach out? Do we find people to encourage in our lives? We need to. Verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, praise God, but according to his own purpose and grace, which he has given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. It's not up to the best I can do, because the best I can do is not good enough. My reward doesn't come because I'm a nice guy, because I'm not. My reward doesn't come because I'm perfect, because I'm not. My reward comes because God has done wondrous things in me, and I've been willing to let him do it. I've been willing to say, you are Lord of my life. And when I fall, he picks me up. What's that song? I get down, and he gets back up again. You know? God continues to lift us up and continues to direct us. He is not finished. He who began the good work in me is faithful to complete it. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is power of God unto salvation. God is continuing to work in each and every one of us. In verse 9, not according to our own works, but according to His purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep what I have committed unto Him until that day. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Go back to verse 12 for just a minute. Paul saying, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Paul says, I'm going through stuff. But it's okay. I'm going through difficulties. I'm going through hardships. But it's okay because I know in whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep what I have committed to Him until that day. Paul didn't have a problem with resilience. Paul didn't allow the events going on around him to make him despair. And we know, actually, farther on in this chapter, or farther on in this book anyway, Paul talks about the people that had left him. He said, I'm alone. Make haste to come to me. I'm lonely, but I'm still trusting God. We'll all go through things. We'll all go through pressure. We'll all go through turmoil. We'll all go through difficulties in our lives. The question is, do we rely on our own strength, or do we rely on the strength of the Lord working in us to bring us through it? If we're relying on our own strength, we're not going to make it. If we trust in God, we can resiliently go through whatever comes. The tree on the front of your bulletin went through quite a storm. I don't know if you've ever seen it. There's another picture. It's around. It's of a tree that was blown over flat completely years ago. And all the branches just turning. You know, the tree's laid down flat. The tree's flat on the ground. But the branches are all sticking up. Like, the things that happened affected me. The things that happened changed me. You take a look at Johnny Erickson Tata, who, as a young lady, 17, was in a swimming accident. She dove and hit her head and broke her neck. And she's older than I am. Not sure. I think she's 68. Something like that. And she has been a quadriplegic since she was 17. And it's definitely had an impact on her. But it's also had an impact in her spirit as she's learned to trust God and learned to praise God even in the midst of everything that's happened. She gives God glory. Maybe if this hadn't happened to me, something else would have. Maybe if this hadn't happened, I would have fallen away. There's a lot of things that could have happened. We look at our lives, we will go through things in our lives. And they're not all pleasant. Not even, I won't say mostly. There's a lot of unpleasant things that happen in everybody's lives. But God is the one who still brings us through. We can go through those circumstances and they will in times impact us and make us different than what we were before. You know? They might make us more quiet. They might make us more sober. It might be the loss of a limb. It could be a lot of things. Yet, we go on. We persevere. We are resilient because God is at work in us and we learn to trust Him through it. Final passage of Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 10. Says, therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect. Paul says, I'm going through it, but I'm going through it because it might help someone else. That they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The things I go through with the purpose of introducing people to Jesus. I go through it and I don't give up because I know God is not done yet. And if God is not done yet, there's still an opportunity. If God is not done yet, there's still a chance to touch someone else's life. If God is not done yet, there is still time for someone to repent. I can still be a light. I can still make a difference. Verse 11, this is a faithful saying. For if we died with Him, we will also live with Him. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. God is still God. God still loves us. He still formed us in our mother's womb. He still has a plan and purpose for our lives. And He's not thrown off by the circumstances. He's not thrown off by things that come into our lives. He is not confused. He is not surprised. But He is at work. Are we willing to trust Him and rely on Him to guide us through? We've been given the key. The key is to not look at our own problems, but to look to the one who is the solution and to look how we can help others. You want to be resilient in turbulent times? Look for ways to make an impact in somebody else's life. You want to come through trials and testings victorious? Do it in such a way that you're so focused on others that you're not in the way when God's trying to take care of you. I tell people all the time, heaven is not our goal. Heaven is our destination. Our goal is to guide others there. Help us to be lights in the midst of the darkness. Help us to go, that even in the things that we're going through, we can go through it with a grace and a love and a mercy for others and a care and a concern that shows who God is in our lives. Praise the Lord. Father, we do thank You. We thank You, Father, that You've called us to be resilient. We thank You, Father, that You've called us to that no matter what we endure, no matter what we go through, to go through it and to keep going and trust You in the middle of it. Our strength comes from You, not from ourselves. Our hope comes from You and not from ourselves. And through Your grace and through Your mercy, Lord, You've called us to reach out to the people around us. Because everyone goes through things, but at least we go through it with that hope. Help us, Lord, to share that hope with the people we encounter. And we have to wear it. We have to display it in our lives. Help us, Father, to be faithful witnesses that will not lie. To show Your love and grace to the people we encounter. And we give You praise for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.